David Gonzalez, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's got Mr. Gonzalez?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Quinones will conduct your hearing.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
My name is David Gonzalez.
Thank you, sir, and good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 19th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See a new attorney with you and representing yourself today, sir. Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, to my far right at the end of the bench is your honor, Mr. Michael Johnson. From the other end, Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our acting board chairman this morning. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, so you affirm.
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Gonzalez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And just as a note, there is a separate vote that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two, so don't be alarmed during that vote. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether or not it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination of whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably not to lapse in a criminal division company as follows. Violation of condition number three was demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Transitional Living Communities at 843 West 3rd, Tucson, Arizona, on or about April 20th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you are absconded from supervision. Mr. Gonzalez, is this true or false?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. I will now make a motion to pass from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Gonzalez's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Neal, recon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Mr. Gonzalez was released from ADC custody on 4/16/2018 and arrested on 6/25/2018 by ADC. No new charges are noted. Turned back to ADC custody on 6/25/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 119/2018 with 66 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2004, commitment A, count three, burglary, third degree, 3 years. 2004, commitment B, count one, misconduct involving weapons, 1 year. 2011, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. 2014, burglary third degree, 1 year, 6 months. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No ECG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2007, TIS release, absconded, 91 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2012, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2015, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy, with possession of manufacturing intoxicants, extortion, conspiracy, threatening, and tampering with a security device noted. Other arrests, 1997, domestic violence, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, domestic violence, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1998, domestic violence, Arizona juvenile probation. 1999, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 1999, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona juvenile probation. 1999, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1999, misdemeanor, felony or misdemeanor, Arizona juvenile detention. 2002, domestic violence, Arizona fined. 2010, disorderly conduct, Arizona fined. Has a GV score of G6, V8.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Gonzalez. I'm going to make a quick review of the case revision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to live at Transition Link Communities Halfway House at 843 West 32nd, Arizona. We don't have any employment notes, so for the time that you were outside of prison this last time, were you working?
I did a safety insurance program in Arizona, and I was trying to get a job. Well, I couldn't get a job, and I was having trouble to pay the TLCD halfway house, so I got scared, and I just ran. I mean, I got scared, and then I heard my dad pass away, and I didn't know how to have my meds, and I just waited out. I went to the TLCD to get my medication, and they held me a couple of days, and then I just went to the cemetery, and I was crying, and I didn't know what to do. I just stayed there. I was staying in the cemetery by the TLCD halfway house.
Well, you answered quite a bit in that response. So were you homeless and living near the cemetery? Is that what you're saying for the 66 days that you're missing?
Yeah, I was in there homeless and I was at the cemetery.
Well, that related to you. A lot of people wouldn't be comfortable staying homeless in a cemetery. So I'm glad you're at least comfortable in that environment.
When I missed my dad, so I was just crying, and I didn't want to talk to my family, I didn't want to really, I didn't want to talk to no one, I just wanted to be there.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss. I am sorry for your loss, Mr. Gonzalez. Please accept my condolences. Mm-hmm. Condolences. It looks like that you were arrested by ABC staff, so did they come and find you, or did you turn yourself in?
Because I was like, what do I do? And I didn't want to talk to anybody, I didn't talk to one thing, I got any neighbors, nothing, I was just, I didn't know what to do. For once in my life, I didn't know what to do, I was just scared. That's the reason why I didn't go back to the program or anything, I didn't know what to do, I was just scared. So I mean, I was scared, and I wasn't on my meds, and when I'm on my meds, I break out. You can tell me something, it runs me mad, it bugs me. That's the reason why I have a lot of running issues. So I just didn't want to be here lonely, I just wanted to be by myself.
Well, again, I appreciate you being honest. Did you have any continuing problems with drug use when you were on this?
No, I didn't remember. So once in my life, I can remember the series, because I did not remember drugs. I dropped it in before I went to the meeting, I was clean. I didn't remember drugs. I talked to the people with the drugs, I just kept to myself.
Well, again, I appreciate how straightforward you're being with the board. I'm going to ask the board members if they have any questions for you, Mr. Gonzalez. I have no questions from the board members, sir. We're getting close to the end of our hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you think is important for us to know or understand before we deliver?
I don't really have more to do when I get out. So I mean, if I can just do the best of my time, I think that's just the best thing I can do. Because I don't really have to do it. I can't live with my family or anything like that, but I have to miss everybody so I'm very busy. So I don't really have more to do.
Well, before we go into discussion, Mr. Gonzalez, one way or the other, when you're finished with your prison sentence, do you have family to go to on the outside?
Well, when I'm done with my prison sentence, I'm going to do this. Kodak is going to try to find me to get my social security check and SSI check that I'm facing people that tell me they can't talk to me, they tell me they're not going to get me on the housing so I can have a house where they can live in a house where I'm going to try to do everything from the end.
Well, I commend you for having a plan, Mr. Gonzalez. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remember the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision, sir. Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this of course is an unfortunate case. I certainly feel for Mr. Gonzalez with his struggles, and it sounds like that right now he's being stabilized with his meds for his behavioral health needs. He's very honest with his board in a way that I truly appreciate. Unfortunately, he did abscond for 66 days, and as he stated himself, probably the safest option for him right now is to complete his sentence. Right now he's in a safe place. He's stabilized. He can take some time to put together a plan. It sounds like he's putting it together. Again, I want to commend him for that. I'm impressed that he's already reached out to Kovac. So that's where I'll begin the discussion, unless someone sees it different. Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W1517. Our discussion, Mr. Gonzalez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. A move to remote community supervision as Mr. Gonzalez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal as a company, inasmuch as he absconded for over 60 days, and we could not account for his activity in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Gonzalez, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about January 19, 2019. I recognize that it's summer, and it may sound like a long way away, but it is less than 6 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last months to put together a plan for your return to the community. Seek any counseling that's available to you. Continue to pursue your stabilization through meds. And we hope to see you have a safe and successful transition to the community. And as I stated earlier, I'm very glad to hear that you're already putting together a plan for your return. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we want to thank you for appearing before the board today, Mr. Gonzalez. Please stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir.